Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6 on this Friday. Happy Friday to you all. It is March the 9th, 2018. And we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to doing that. I would ask that you all please spend some time with your loved ones. Let them know how much they care, how much you care about them, and how much they mean to you, because that is very, very important to do. And I would just ask that you do that. And that's going to be the little thing that I wanted to share with you all. Each and everyone that you have in your life that you appreciate, share that appreciation by letting them know that you do, in spite of how you may feel at the moment. Look at it from a grand, eternal position and let the people know. Let your folks know, because they should know. They deserved it. They acquired that appreciation from you, and you deserve it. So definitely do that. Okay, so just want to say, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And on the website for this network, please hit the donation prompt that's there so that you can give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to remain on air and bringing you information that you have deemed as being necessary and important. Without your support, there is no corporate sponsors. Without your support, Black Talk Radio Network goes off air, and we don't want that to happen. So give whatever it is that you can. All donations are greatly appreciated, regardless of the size of the donation. And support the network, because it is a grassroots network. Also, you can support the network by being a part of BTR Communities, Black Talk Radio Network's BTR Community. And BTR Community, you can find it at www.btrcommunity. And you can also find it on the website. But go to www.btrcommunity. Sign up there for the social media platform that Black Talk Radio Network has put together. It is a yearly subscription of $24 a year. You can't beat that anywhere. And then you'll have access to the social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities that you like to do without being as adversely affected, because you're in a membership. And we'll talk about some of that today, maybe. I don't know with today's show. No, we probably won't. But it's very, very relevant and very, very important. It's really essential, and I didn't mean to say relevant. It's essential to our overall development as people to re-centralize ourselves And to re-centralize ourselves on our terms is the key. Not the centralization that comes by your social security number, that comes by your tax ID, that doesn't come by your overall governmental decree that you shall follow. It comes by your free will, your free and sovereign determination and your self-direction by having your own course in life being set forth by what you deem as being necessary and relevant. Okay? So support BTR community by joining, $24 a year. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITY MINT, and check out what's in inventory there. Then send an email to info@prosperitymint.com and let them know that Dave from Tando Radio Show sent you and you wanted to purchase some things, and someone will respond to you. The reason why I tell you to do that, because it's in your best interest. They're not going to use that for sales or anything else. So please do that, okay? Trust me, follow that overall advisement. It's in your best interest. All right, so you could do that. All right, so today is Friday. It's a financial Friday. We're going to have part two of The Ones Who Prepare Today Will Rule Tomorrow, part two for today. And I want to get more involved, and we're going to take a look at a couple of things. But in some of the things that I think that you should be doing, salute to you, my good brother, OG. And just want to say big ups to those that I see inside of the chat room. I see my man, Brother Braggs. What's going on, L.A. Ramon? Jenna, what's up, my big brother? And then we got Big Thomas out of NYC. And greatly, greatly appreciate you all. So let me just say this. Scotty's not on the board, so it's just going to be us. So we'll go through our commercial breaks and everything else. So just bear with us as I work through this, but I'm going to go ahead and get what's in the news. Let me just move over. And first article that I posted from What's in the News, and today, without a doubt, feel free to chime in, to express yourself. If you have some things that you want to talk about, we could do that, but we really want to talk about preparing today, and I'm going to give you some reasons why you should be preparing in the first part of the show, and then the rest of the show, we actually want to talk about some of the things that you should be doing. And if you would like to chime in on that, please definitely do that, because things are definitely moving in a direction, and we'll talk about that. So first article from What's in the News comes from RT International. Neither good nor easy to win. The EU, China gear up for trade war with the U.S. The Europeans and Chinese officials are firing shots across the American bow over plans by the celebrity figurehead Trump administration to impose protectivism tariffs on its steel and aluminum imports. A trade war looms as a result. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump is expecting to set tariffs of 25% on imported steel and 10% on imported aluminum, which he did do. Yesterday. So the rest of the world is gearing itself up, and we're going to talk about some of that. Is I'm going to carry a couple of things and then bring you some information that I didn't post that you need to know. Next article, I posted a YouTube video, so check out that YouTube video. Next one, I got a from the Telegraph. Spain grinds to a halt as millions of women join unprecedented strike for gender equality. And it shows millions of Spanish women joined on an unprecedented nationwide strike on Thursday, yesterday, and yesterday was National and International Women's Day, to call for equality in the workplace and at home, and to end the macho culture and greater actions against gender bias violence, called under the slogan, "Without us, the world stops." And I want to just say this, stop right there. Without us, the world stops is so true. Without us, the civilized world stops. The world does not stop. But it's a powerful, powerful statement. And this is a statement that we all should be living by and getting a full, deep respect and reverence for. Because at some point and at some times, this is exactly what it takes. And we'll jump into some of this today. And this is what we've been saying. If everyone, not just women, but everyone decides that the world is not going to move anymore, the world would not have any momentum, direction, and more importantly, the world would not have the civilized world would not have a pulse, meaning the overall system of subjugation and enslavement would lose its pulse. Without us, the world would stop, and that is true for everyone on this planet, not just by the overall move of women, but that is very true. If all of the women chose to stop the world, it would stop. If any measure of people, regardless of who they are, decide to stop the world and they have large enough numbers, it would stop. So true. The ecosystem would continue. Civilization would crumble. So check out that article. Very, very important one. Next article I got from Lying Like a Fox News, California to add recycled sewage water to the state reservoirs. Wow, they're commingling non-potted water with potted water. Wow. And I would say that California is probably not the only place that does that. California's Water Regulation Agency approved new measures on Tuesday that will allow to recycle water that once ran through the sewers to be added to the state's reservoirs. Check out that article. Disgusting and deliberate. Totally deliberate. So I think that this is going to have even more than just, it's going to have human stewardship in it. It's going to have all forms of things. Wow. So check out that article. Excuse me. Next article from, got this one from the Freedom Articles. U.S.-led Western scheme to divide and destroy Syria. Revealed in an elite British cable. Divide and destroy Syria is the message of a recent British diplomat cable which was leaked to the Lebanese media outlets. Check out that article, and this is what happens everywhere. Next article, I got this one from Sputnik News. U.S.-EU spiral of protectivism must be prevented. Germany and industry groups. Four German industry organizations cautions against the spiral of protectivism. And we said this before they were doing this because we read what the EU said, particularly Germany said. This is the breakup of NATO, ladies and gentlemen. After the U.S. celebrity figurehead Donald Trump imposed steel and aluminum tariffs, calling on the government and the European Union to remain devoted to free trade. Check out that article. Next article from South China Morning Post. With Trump to meet Kim, the real games have only just begun. And I would say, remember, I don't know if you all remember, I said right after the Olympics, I was going to take out 80% of the cryptocurrencies that I had. And this was the reason why. I knew that this darn thing was going to be going down because of what's happening. And just wanted to be prepared for any surprise and take some last-minute stuff to start to get ready for the final push before everyone that's listening to this radio will and everyone that you know will finally say, okay, it's here now. They're here, and it's all coming. So check out that article. Let's just say, a smiling sister. Beautiful cheerleaders and unprecedented invitations to the U.S. president. It looks rosy, but a shadow hangs over the North Korea charms by charmed offense. And this was written by one of the writers for the South China Morning Post. So check out that article. Next article from Russia Insider. Got this one. In case of war with Russia or China, the U.S.'s satellites, it's lights out for U.S. satellites. check out that article. And you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? Lights out for U.S. satellites means lights out for you as well. In pretty much so many things that you do, because the satellites, when the satellites go out, believe me, the lights won't go far after that. So check out that article. Next article I got from Strategic Culture. Trump seeks to congressional funding for 60,000 manned army to overthrow Assad.
Dave, can you
Trump
hear me?
Trump seeks congressional funding. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I'm sorry. Before you move forward on that article, I haven't left yet. I just got the key, so I'm about to leave. But the article you just read, if you know, Alex Jones, you know who that is, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he made a tweet the other day, and he was talking about Kim Jong-un is coming to the table and willing to denuclearize because of the might of the United States, and American might has brought him to his knees, you know, some garbage like that. And I'm just saying to myself, right, y'all really overestimate the capabilities of the United States military. I'm not saying that there's some ragtag bunch of, you know, a ragtag bunch of soldiers and sailors and airmen and all that. They have great capacity to wrought destruction and what have you. But You are overestimating or underestimating Russia, China, and all these other countries. You know, so
yeah,
that kind of speaks to that, man. And I just really don't think the United States could survive. I don't think the United States would win any straight up war with China or Russia, man. I think with Russia, it will probably be a draw or something like that, but the people going to lose, like you mentioned yesterday. It's always the people that lose. It's always the civilians that get murdered and what have you. But I'm just saying, man, a lot of these white people, man, they overestimate the power of the United States military.
Yeah, man, Scotty, that was going to be a part of what's going on. This is why I called yesterday as a false flag. Scotty's absolutely right. And I anticipated that celebrity figurehead individual to take that very same stance. But watch what happens, ladies and gentlemen. Laugh now, cry later. That's all a setup is all a setup. So, yes, Scotty, I totally agree with you. So that article said, in case of war with Russia or China, it's lights out for U.S. satellites. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Strategic Culture. Trump seeks congressional funding for 60,000 man army to overthrow Assad. 60,000 man army to overthrow Assad. That's world war, folks, because that's an invasion of Syria. And believe me, I think it'll go in a 3 or 4 prong attack. Syria, Ukraine, Djibouti. And, Syria, Ukraine, South Sea of China, and the Korean Peninsula. Also, Venezuela and Djibouti. I think that those would be the military stagings. Oh, and re-engaging Libya, because Libya is strategically critical to wage a global war in today's world. So it's all being put together. Trump seeks congressional fundings for 60,000 man army troop. We'll take a look at that, and this is why you need to prepare it. Next article, my man Roz got this one from Strategic Culture. U.S. meddling in foreign elections, a CIA tradition since 1948. Sorry about that. Next article, Roz posted this one from Express.co. Ripple price crash. Cryptocurrencies plummet after major Ripple market announced. Check out that article. Next article. Man, I'm glad Roz posted this. This is a really good one. All of them that Roz put, this is a really, really good one. Business Insider. Twitter is considering verifying all of its users. It already has. Next article, Roz posted from Quartz. New report says Egypt is secretly forcing citizens to mine cryptocurrency. This is going to be what's going to be happening in the future. I definitely see that. Great article, Roz. Next one, Roz posted this one from The Independent. Thieves lose their own money in failed cryptocurrency exchange heist. check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this one from Ask a Prepper, 10 things to do before the upcoming Great Depression. Check out that article. Next article, Ask a Prepper, 15 weird foods that were common during the Great Depression. Check out that article. Next article, Raj got this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. White House staffer says the place is filled with division. And backbiting. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, that's purposely done. This whole thing is going to fall apart because it's a war paradigm. This is why this thing is going to really get out of hand. It was definitely part of the conspiracy agenda to have exactly what you have right now. Next article, Raj got this from A Times. China will try to avoid trade wars with the U.S., but retaliate if it must. Next article, Raj got this from Extreme Tech. NASA designs hammer spacecraft to deflect or nuke dangerous asteroids. And it was from Extreme Tech. Check out that article. And last article, Raj posted this one from the New York. Trump accepts North Korea's invitation. But then what? And we're going to talk about some of those things. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on today's conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Today's show is the ones who prepare today will rule tomorrow, part two. And I want to really get into some significant things and take a look at why you should be preparing. And let me just check what's in. What's going on here? Yes. Okay. All right. So once again, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. What I want to do is want to start this show. Let me just pull this up real quick. And today's show is a couple of things. I wish you all could see this. And if you can't see this, let me see how I could get this to you. I'll put it inside of, okay. I'll put this inside of, there's two, there's a couple of articles, and this one comes from Sovereign Man, and I want to just to play this out, and this is some of the reasons why you need to be preparing, because all of the hints are being given to us all as to why you should do just that and what it actually means. So I'm not going to go over too many articles because we really need to be talking and actually having dialogue about how this whole thing is going to play out. And I'm going to just say this. I'm going to give you this before I read this article. This is what I definitely see. Yesterday's announcement was a geopolitical false flag that's going to lead to a military false flag that's going to lead to depopulation. And this is why I say that. It's because this gives the perfect plausible deniability so that the celebrity figurehead, and particularly Trump, when they could come back and say North Korea did not comply with everything, we must attack right now. They were playing the same charades and same games, and we found out that they were doing this and that, and they would have the support of the whole world. So they think, but they wouldn't. But that would be the case. Some of the things that I forgot to mention yesterday is that in the tariff signing, steel and aluminum tariff signing, which was also a false flag yesterday, celebrity figurehead Trump said that there are European nations that now need to start paying their fair share of military spending, and that they were wealthy countries that weren't footing the overall military bill. And like Scotty said before he left, he talked about a propaganda person that said that that North Korea was brought to their knees by the might of the U.S. military, because that's the propaganda. That's what's being put out, so that when now they can say that they didn't do it, and now that the challenge is that there is no more talking now. Because once you go to this spot, there is no other place that you can go from here but to go to war. But to go to war. It's a setup. It's a complete setup. And it's a complete setup because the system needs the U.S. to go down. And it is putting itself in position to do just that. Just that. A couple of major articles that we need to look at because of that. There was an article. That came out that the from it was on the 27th of February, and got it from Sovereign Man. Treasury Department reports $1.2 trillion loss in 2017. Let's take a look at that for a minute. What does that mean? $1.2 trillion. Just to get $1 trillion, if you were to spend a dollar every minute, it would take you over 442 years to get to $1 trillion. And that's what they lost just in 1 year. The U.S., the United States hadn't even been in existence, almost double the existence of the United States as a corporation. And that's just $1 trillion, not $1.2 trillion. If you spent a penny every second, it would take roughly 36,000 years. And I mean roughly meaning more than 36,000 years to surpass a trillion. And they so-called lost that in 1 year, 2017. Remember, there was an article that we posted that they had the military, the celebrity figurehead defense secretary, Mattis, was going to Congress asking for funding, and one of the congressmen says, this country is already bankrupt. And they posted it. You can find it inside a BTR community. Let me give you some idea of what and for those of you that are inside of BTR community, I'm going to post something real quickly that will give you a visualization of what actually $1 trillion looks like, so that you can grasp what this really means. And this is why we have not a penny to spare to be prepared. I recently had a toothache, and before the toothache, everything was cool. Once that toothache hit me that one night recently, it didn't matter what was yesterday or any other day. That overall pain was so severe that I had wished that I had took care of it beforehand. And I knew I was, and let me tell y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, I said, man, the last thing I want to do is to go into a situation, a blackout situation, a crisis situation, a major false flag, or I won't say it's a false flag, cause, or a major diversion, because it is really an attack on humanity. A blackout situation with any dental problems. And I would say to y'all, for those of you that have dental insurance, have access to that, don't wait. Take care, man. Take care of your stuff before the proverbial stuff hits the fan. That's one of the things in prepping that no one ever really talks about. Take care of your teeth. Take care of your health. Some of the things that you could do. And also, this is what I would say as well. Temper your risk now. Your physical risk. Risk to your physical body right now. The last thing you want to do in a stuff hit the fan situation is that you're injured and you need medical attention that is no longer readily available. Doesn't matter how long before in your life it was all available. It ain't available when you need it. That is there's going to be some people that are unfortunately going to be put in that position. But you as peppers, listen. Take care of those things now because we are moving rapidly towards moments. So, I'm going to post inside of Tando what a $1 trillion looks like. And it has, on here it has a $100 bill, $10,000, and it has $1 million. And it says $1 million. Not as big of a pile as you thought, huh? Still, this is 92 years worth of work for the average human on Earth. $100 million, plenty to go around. For everyone, fits nicely inside of a military standard. Move this down. Pallet. And they have a couch that's made of 46.7 million crisp $100 bills. It has a lady sitting on it. But let me give you what a $1 trillion looks like. Here's what $1 trillion looks like. 1 second. And here's what the caption is on what $1 trillion looks like. $1 trillion. The 2011 U.S. federal deficit was $1.4 trillion, 41% more than what you see here. If you spent $1 million a day since Jesus was born, you will have not spent $1 trillion by now, but $700 billion. The same amount that the bankers got during the bailout through TARP. That's what you would be getting. $1 million a day since Jesus was born. And what they have here, the size of $1 trillion, it's so huge. It's so huge. This is how big it is. It passes the size of a football field with a 747 jet, the White House, and it's still longer than both. And that's just $1 trillion. And it's laid out in four rows, in squares. And these squares are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 deep, 10 wide. 10 by 10. And if you stack them up, you would be able to stack up $1 trillion. You would be able to stack up darn near as high as, oh no, that's okay. No, that's not right. All right, cool. So no, it's just one. So I'm going to post this so you can see it. And why am I making this point? Because $1 trillion was lost just in 2017. That's what the Treasury Department reported as their losses, but it was $1.2 trillion. So if they admitted that it was $1.2, that means that they probably lost somewhere around $4 trillion. Here's, and this affects you. Here it is. Here's the article. Earlier this month, the United States government released its annual financial report for the year of 2017. This is something the U.S. government does every year, similar to how companies like Apple or Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway's published their own annual reports. Unlike Berkshire Hathaway, and Apple, though, whose financial reports typically show strong positive results, the U.S. financial statements are a complete horror show. Right at the beginning of the report, the government explains that its netted loss for the year was an unbelievable $1.2 trillion. And it says, read that number again, $1.2 trillion. $1.2 trillion, that's simply staggering. It's larger than the size of the entire Australian economy, and constitutes a loss of more than $2.2 million per second. This is not a conspiracy theory or an irrational fantasy. This is the Treasury Secretary of the United States of America publicly announcing that the federal government lost $1.2 trillion. On page one of its annual fiscal report. Let me just stop there. 1.2, they admitted. I remember when Rumsfeld said that the Pentagon on September the 10th, 2001, came out, said on a quick briefing, oh, the military, the DOD lost $12 billion. Thank you and talk to you later, and walked off stage. Now the Treasury Department just comes on and says, oh, we lost $1.2 trillion. Thank you. Go off the stage. Let's go back to the article. What's even more alarming is that 2017 was a great year. There was no war, no recession, no epic financial crisis. Oh, there was plenty of war. There was plenty of recession, and the epic financial crisis has always been here. It has never left. Because the system gives you coupons while you give them their, while we give them our priceless energy. Worthless coupons for our price. That means that you are in a economic deficit for the rest of your life, until you change that. In his introductory letter, in fact, the Treasury Secretary proudly stated that the country enjoyed a pickup in the economy growth in 2017. Unemployment is the lowest level since 2001. Consumers and business confidence are at two-decade highs. Consumerism means that everybody's attached to the umbilical cord of the debt creators. And what are they going to do? Suck every bit of life out of you that they possibly can. And inflation is low and stable. In short, everything was awesome in 2017. Even the government's overall revenue was a record high $3.3 trillion for the year. Yet, despite all the good news, despite all of those positive developments and record revenues, they still managed to lose $1.2 trillion. If the government loses $1.2 trillion in a good year, how much do you think that they will lose in a bad year? How much will they lose when they actually do have a recession to fight, or a war, or a major banking crisis, which they will have all? They will have another war, another major banking crisis, and they will have to fight, fend off a recession. And I will tell you this, they won't have a problem doing that because they won't be affected by the recession. They won't have to fight the war. They won't have to deal with the banking crisis. You will. We will. They're the ones that created it or allowed that overall order to roll to your refrigerator and dinner table. More importantly, how can someone, how long can something so unsustainable possibly last? But the fun doesn't stop here. Further in the report, the government reviews its own assets and liability, effectively calculating its net worth. It's just like how an individual might calculate his or her own net worth. You would add up the value of your assets, like your home, like your car, like your bank account balance. And I would say this. Your home is not an asset, your car is not an asset, and your bank account is not an asset. That's what the system tells you. Your home is a debt obligation. Your car is a depreciating debt obligation, and your bank account is full of coupons. So right there, the financial deception continues to wage its war against us. More importantly, how long can something so unsustainable possibly last? At the end result is your net worth, and hopefully it's positive. The government is helplessly negative, minus $20.4 trillion. See page 55 of the report. The report is there. And that's worse than the results from the previous year, minus $19.3 trillion. It picked up $1.1 trillion in the deficit, meaning the government's net worth decreased about 6% year over year. To be clear, a net worth of negative $20.4 trillion means that the government added up the value of all its assets, every tank, every aircraft carrier, every acre of land, every penny in the bank, and they subtracted it against its enormous liabilities, like the national debt. The difference is negative $20.4 trillion, i.e. the government has far more liabilities than it has assets. And I would just say this, ladies and gentlemen, and they've taught you to be even leveraged lower than that. They taught us to always be consumers and never prodigious savers. And if the U.S. net worth is losing 6% year over year, that means its overall citizens is probably losing 25% year over year. If the government was a business, it would have to go bankrupt long, long ago. On top of that, though the government separately calculates its long-term liabilities from Social Security and Medicare, we are frequently discussing both Social Security and Medicare are running out of money. According to the government's own calculation, on page 58, the total present value of future expenditures exceeds the future revenues for Social Security and Medicaid. It is minus $49 trillion. $49 trillion. See, when you add in the unfunded liabilities, or when you add in the true liabilities, the deficit is probably somewhere near $200 trillion. And then when you add what the citizens have, you see that all it takes is a small event for the rest of the world to call a loan have a margin call on the U.S., and it'd be a margin call that won't be able to be met. Doesn't matter what you have militarily. You broke. Absolutely broke. I'm going to go on real quick. Essentially, it means that the government's two largest and most important pensions, health care program, in the United States are insolvent by nearly $50 trillion. And we just went over what $1.2 trillion means and what it looks like. You could take $1 trillion and go to think it's to Jupiter and back. Think. Not quite sure. But by $50 trillion, you definitely can. Altogether, the government is nearly in the red, almost $70 trillion, which I would say is probably double that. It's remarkable that this is not front page news. There's not been a single utterance from the mainstream media about this pitfall, dangerously unsustainable finances of the federal government. I'm certainly not suggesting that the sky is falling, or that there is some imminent disaster that will strike tomorrow morning. And I will say this. I'm certainly not suggesting that the sky is falling. I'm not either, because the sky has already fell. But any rational person needs to look at these pages of history to find a dozens of examples of one dominant power who were crippled by their excessive debt. And it may take several years to feel the pain, to feel the full impact, but it will be utterly foolish to think, to believe, that this time is any different. You know, I have my toothache, and I felt it a little earlier. I said, it'll go away. It'll be fine. I had bought some time. And then one day, recently, that toothache put me on my knees. Financially, it's even worse, because there is no dentist on call or by appointment who's going to be able to save this. It's unsustainable. And it's so unsustainable that what really happens is that you lost $1 trillion last year. This is why austerity measures is definitely coming here. Definitely. And real quick, before we go anywhere else, then we need to get into why this is so relevant. There's an article from Press TV that I posted last week. Didn't get to really do it last Friday because I was preparing for seminars. And it says, one second. I know my computer is slow. And it says, from Press TV, Iran bans using dollar in import documents. And import documents. This was a week before Celebrity Figurehead did the, a week and a day before Celebrity Figurehead Trump did the tariffs. Here's what's significant about that. Here it is. Wednesday, February the 28th, I posted this on that date, 2018. Iran moves a step closer to ditch the dollar in its trade activity by announcing that purchase orders by merchants that are based on the greenback will no longer be allowed to go through import processing. You stop there. Why is that so significant and so important? If Iran is doing that with its merchants, who are its merchants or other countries that have the U.S. dollar and they're saying, nope, we don't take that. So who is really going to be ditching the dollar is not Iran, it's everybody else that has to do business with Iran. That's who's ditching the dollar. Iran is not accepting the dollar. You know how many people buy oil from Iran? And just imagine in your own household. Just imagine in your own household. Your neighbor, your boss that you work for, is giving you his own Mr. Johnson cash. And you know Mr. Johnson is just a malevolent spirit, evil spirit. And just his whole family has been nothing but engaging in ubiquitous fraud in everything that they've done. And they've created and they pay you with the Johnson family dollars. You got so many Johnson family dollars. And you go to a store and they tell you, we don't accept Johnson family dollar. What are you going to do with your Johnson family dollar? You're going to say, it's about time somebody didn't do this, but I don't want this stuff either. I'm getting rid of it too. Because I need to get what they accept. And I knew that they was going to be not accepting the Johnson family dollar, their coupons. Because that family's been so evil in its whole existence. So it's not that the store is not accepting it, ditching it. Who is going to be really ditching the Johnson family coupons? All of the people that have all of those Johnson coupons, because guess what? If they want to eat, if they want to do trade, they can't use Johnson coupons. Article goes on. Iran's domestic media reported that the policy was in line with an official request by the Central Bank of Iran, the CBI, and was specifically meant to address the fluctuation in the market rate of the dollar. IRNA News Agency quoted the CBI Director for Foreign Exchange Rule and Policy Affairs, saying that the move had become effective from Wednesday by virtue of a letter sent to the Ministry of Industry, Mines and Trade. The individual emphasized that this was not expected to create any major trouble for traders, stressing that this was because the share of the dollar in Iran's trade activity was too high. It's been a long time that Iran's banking sector could not use the dollar, and as a result of the sanctions, he said, U.S. banks are still banned from dealing with Iran as part of an old U.S. dollar trade embargo that still remains in place. According to this, is believed to have already effectively blocked any transaction with Iran, which is based on U.S. dollars, because that would ultimately have to be cleared in the U.S. So once again, this is a case of the chicken coming home to roost. The U.S. is sanctioning countries, and they've been sanctioning countries to bully them. Now their bully tactics don't work, so when they sanction them, they just starve themselves, or they starve you. Article goes on really quickly. Considering that the use of the dollar is banned from Iran, and traders are literally using alternative currencies in their transactions, that's who's ditching the dollar. There's no longer any reason to process with invoices that use the dollar as the base rate. Now, here's why this is so significant. Iran is one of the countries that NATO is buying oil from. Germany, other countries. Many countries are doing business with Iran on this oil because this oil is marked a little cheaper than everybody else. So who always wants a deal? And when they have to get a deal, what's the first thing that they got to do to be able to capitalize on that deal? Oh, don't bring no dollars. we don't accept dollars. So if they don't accept dollars, that means everybody else has to ditch dollars. And there's a mad rush to ditching dollars. Could that be one of the reasons why the tariffs were put on? Along with everything else, I'm going to tell y'all, yes, and it's far, far worse than that. Iran is an oil-producing country. Countries need oil in order to facilitate their economy. Say that one more time. Countries need oil to facilitate their country. If you want to starve a country out, attack its oil. So that means this. Countries are not going to allow their economy to be starved or stalled out. They're not going to say, well, we're not going to buy your oil then. What are they going to do is they're going to say, well, ditch the dollar and buy your oil. This is more than just the end of the petrodollar, ladies and gentlemen. This is really the untying of the United States. And it's going to be a violent unraveling. It's going to be a violent unraveling globally, continentally, statewide, citywide, and neighborhood-wide, and house-by-house-wide. And it will also touch every individual here. It's all being set up. That tooth has already been saying that it's infected, or it has a cavity, or the cap has come out, or whatever it is. You have a toothache. Here's the key. There's no dentist on call. So listen, everyone, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call. Give us a call. And Jenna, I see you. I'm going to come right to you right after the commercial break. Give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. You're listening to, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick up from there. You are listening to Black Talk Radio Network, part of the Black Talk Media Project. We'll be right back. Once again, you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network. You know what? All right, we're going to keep going. We're going to surpass, not going to go into a commercial break. Scotty's not here. I'm going to go into it. Now what we're going to do is I want to take some of your calls. If you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call. I almost said 866. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. We'll see you in queue. I'm back on the board. I see my man Jenna's there. I'm going to go to Jenna now. And definitely would love to hear from you. But then we're going to, after that, we'll talk about what some of the things that you should be doing. And some of these things you have to invoke right now. So welcome, my man Jenna, to Tando Radio Show. What say you, brother?
Greetings, Dave. How are you today?
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
That's awesome. I wanted to discuss some of the things that you was talking about as far as the debt that we have here in the United States. I don't think a lot of people recognize that once the country goes in debt, and I alluded to this last night at the end of the show. Once the country goes into debt, the Constitution goes out the window. So, when you see some of these things that's going on, and excuse my background, you know, I have a large range of children, and they be arguing, what have you. So there's no telling what you might hear in the background. But when that happens, all of the things that we say, I can't believe this is happening. The reason it's happening is because there's no actual laws to constitute what's right and what's wrong. So we have to always keep these things in mind. And once again, that's why I alluded to that at the end of the show yesterday. One of the things, and I gotta go pick up one of my other children. So I'm gonna be real quick about this. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about, and it actually doesn't have anything to do with what you're saying, but it has everything to do. There was today, mm-hmm. there was a post on Facebook. Well, I believe it was yesterday. And it was a young lady that was attacked because she was videotaping some officers being, you know, just mistreating our younger brothers and sisters that are coming up within this country. And with you being a police officer former.
Right. Yes. That's the way. No, the way you said it prior to this, you're absolutely right. That's the right way. Go ahead, Jerry. Jenna.
Well, you're right. Being a former police officer, if the Constitution, and y'all didn't see me do my air quotes, but quote unquote, if the Constitution was still available, I would like for you to let the people know, how do you meet force with force? And I right now the term actually escapes me, but when you're being unlawfully arrested by an officer,
mm-hmm.
and you have the capability to get them up off of you,
mm-hmm.
how do you do that in a quote unquote lawful way if the Constitution was still at hand? And I know that didn't have nothing to do with it, but you talking about the debt that the United States is in, it actually has everything to do with it. And like I said, we'll get into that Monday. But how do you go about doing that? And since you was a officer prior to this, you would have the most insight, because I can tell them personally, because I know I've done the research on that. But it would be so much better with you being a former police officer for you to tell them what they can do to protect themselves. And I'll mute myself. Thank you.
Great question, Jerry. Yeah. What happens is what's happened. The Constitution, one of the things about the Constitution is that it never applied to the people that were told that it applied to. It never did. The Constitution, you never really had any constitutional rights at all. The Constitution is a contract. It's a contract that has consideration. And in that contract, it doesn't consider you at all, because you're not included. Never have been, just because you were born here. They gave you that false nomer that you had constitutional rights. You never had. But to answer Jerry's question, the courts have upheld, and I can't remember the name of the case. Usually I used to know it, forgot it for right now. There's many cases that any citizen, listen to this, any citizen has the right to defend themselves against unlawful search, seizure, and arrest that is being placed upon them by any peace officer, even until deadly force, using deadly force. That is not one court ruling. That is multiple court rulings and the Supreme Court ruling. And if any citizen witnesses another citizen being unlawfully arrested where force is used, they can come to the aid and the defense of that citizen that is being unlawfully arrested and defend that person up to deadly force. they don't tell y'all about this. Meaning this, case in point, when Eric Gardner was being choked, someone could have defended Eric Gardner's life by using deadly force against that choking officer. And there wouldn't have been anything that they would have been able to do. But here's the thing. Will you survive that encounter? For those that have survived that encounter and challenged it in court, and they were able to prove they won, it's standing precedence now. No person... I remember when Bratton, New York City, said no person has the right to resist arrest. Yes, they do. If it is an unlawful arrest, they is no different than a burglar entering their house or someone that is not a peace officer trying to do them harm. They have the right to defend their lives. They don't tell you that. But what Jerry's talking about with this economic collapse, we're going to go through a martial law state. And martial law, under what we're going to probably see relatively shortly in the very near future, when this catches all and going, is going to be a free-for-all. And I'm going to tell you this, in the beginning stages, is going to be quite deadly. But soon after a while, when everybody starts to defend themselves and have the means to defend themselves, people will become polite, very polite, quickly. One thing about people that can defend themselves is this, is that those that have the means to defend themselves are quite polite, are extremely polite to those that, to the other people that can defend themselves as well. Because two people with a gun always seem to be polite to each other. In some instances where I'm talking about where they don't know each other, they're just going about their way. Oh, people think twice about trying to prey on someone. But it's going to be quite difficult. So with this scenario, as this thing unfolds, the so-called constitutional rights that they say that you give you, even those will be suspended. But the ones that were contracted have already been suspended. That declaration, that constitution that was written, that don't apply to you. Read it. Read what it really says, and you'll see quickly it doesn't apply to you. It's enforced against you. Your energy is what maintains that overall prosperity in that contract. The individuals that are under that contract still prosper to this day. And they will until that legal standing is no longer acknowledged. So that's how that works there. And I hope I answered Jenna's question. And I want to say this. One of the things in this, I want to give you this real article before we get into what you need to do. And this was an article that I never posted inside of Tando. It's one of the articles I give to in my seminar. It's from Business Insider. Here's the average net worth of Americans at every age group. I want y'all to really listen to this, and this is why you really need to be preparing, why you need to be a prodigious saver, why you need to acquire assets, why you need to stop the consumerism, why it's so important that you set your family up for what's coming. And you be dedicated to that. Here's, we'll go over it real quickly. A median value of assets for household by age group. Average age of householder, medium net worth. Remember what medium net worth is, right? You take all of your assets, which your home, your car, and your bank account. If you're using your home, your car as a form of asset, ladies and gentlemen, that means that you have no assets, because a home is not an asset. A car is not an asset. A bank account is not an asset. It brings no sustainability. That home is a mortgage. That mortgage is a piece of paper contract. That car is a depreciating instrument, just like the dollar, but it has some intrinsic value, yes. But the loan on it in itself is debt, paper, and your bank account is full of coupons, depreciating. Okay, so now, under 35 years old, the median net worth is $6,676. 35 to 44 is $35,000. 45 to 54 is $84,500. 55 to 64 is $143,000, $144,000. 65 to 70 is $194,000. 70 to 74 is $181,000. 65 plus. Well, let's end it there because I'm not quite sure what that means. Okay, so now, the average medium net worth, let's take for, someone's been working for, let's take the age group of 45, people that are 45 to 54. I want to show you something so critical, that if this doesn't get you to commit to this stuff, the only thing that will happen is that it will not become relevant until your toothache is so bad and there's no dentist around. So at 45 to 54 age group, it says that the median net worth is $84,000, just short of $85. So think about that. For those of you that are in that age group or know some people in that age group, the average medium is $84,500 of medium value of assets. Now that's counting the home, the car, and the bank account and all those things. We already know that those aren't. Okay, so now, watch this, ladies and gentlemen. $84,542. Let me write that down. I want you to write that down too. $84,542. So now, let's go to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. It says the database table and calculator by subject. Basically, the CPI, okay, the Consumer Price Index, which is flawed in itself, okay, the Consumer Price Index calculator. So now, let's look at 84,000, see if I can put in $84,542 in the purchasing power of that. Move this down. In 2018, as in January 2018, let's go back to, let's say, 2006. So now, let's take the purchasing power of your $84,000, $84,542 compared right now. Let's compare that to the purchasing power if you went back to just 2006. And by using the CPI calculator, oh, y'all ready for this? Here's the truth. The truth don't need you. You need the truth. $84,542 in January of 2018. Well, let's do this month. Let's do March of 2018 compared to March of... Let's do a comparison. Okay. Oops, can't do it. Better do February. Oh, okay. So, gotta do January. Okay, so we gotta do January. Because it hasn't been calculated yet. And I think that that's mildly interesting. So, $84,000 today, $84,542. What would its purchasing power be back, just back in 2006, 12 years ago, 2006? Guess what it would be? $67,635. $67,635. Meaning $84,000 only has the purchasing power of $67,000 back just in 12 years ago, 2006. That is a loss, ladies and gentlemen, of $17,000, roughly $17,000. $16,900 has been lost. See, when you keep hearing about these actors and these athletes getting millions and millions and millions of dollars, yeah, that just shows that their dollars don't have any purchasing power. Let me show you how you'll really get it. Let's take it back to Let's take it back to 1970. Poof. You're ready for this, y'all? Go back to 1970. $84,000, $84,542,000 has the same purchasing power as less than $13,000 in January of 2070. I'm sorry, January of 1970. That is a loss of purchasing power of $71,650 loss of purchasing power. So don't tell me we are that our community is richer than it's ever been before. Don't tell me that we're making more money than we ever made before. See, that's what the system wants you to believe. You got no purchasing power in this dollar today. Let's go back further. One more. Go back to 1913. And for those that you are keen to 1913, you know why I said 1913. You ready? This is why we become economically disenfranchised, because we keep thinking that cash is money. $84,000 today, $84,500 today only has purchasing power back in 1913, in January of 1913, of only $3,342. This is the truth. This is the trick. This is the deception. This is how we being had. And this is what we're not grasping. And the system doesn't care if you don't grasp it, because it's going to make you hard work, make you work harder and longer for nothing at all. This is why you should never call cash money. It has nothing to do with money. is losing its purchasing power the more you hold on to it. I don't care if you got $1 million worth of cash in your bank, you're just a broke millionaire. If you don't leverage it correctly, if you don't use that as what it should be used for, as leverage to acquire assets, it's just a matter of time. And the thing is that over time, you're losing pace with it, and you just don't see it. But they do. They know. Why do you think we went from one household to two households to five and six? Why do you think it's not that the prices of cars and houses are going up. Is the value of your dollar is going down year after year. Let's bring it back to where maybe, you know, where we can get it. Let's go back just 1 year. Just go back 1 year. The dollar from January of 2018 to January of 2017 to January 2018 has lost over lost purchasing power of 1 second. $1,715 worth of purchasing power has been lost from last year. And we think we're going to be able to keep up? You think that we don't need collective prudence? Think that we don't need to start doing something different? If we don't do anything different, when they turn the lights out, as they're turning the lights out, it don't matter how much cash you have, you won't be able to buy anything. You can't keep up with this. That's $1,000. $1,700 has already been lost in purchasing power. And it's only going to get worse as they bring all these jobs here and they start paying even less. That means that overall hyperinflation is going to kick in all these countries dropping the U.S. dollar. That means that this is going to be quadrupled. I'm not trying to scare y'all. Y'all better know what's really going on. And if you don't know what's really going on, reach out. It's not that this is unsustainable. You will not be able to get through any financial hiccup. And darn sure not the one that they plan on having. This is not me telling, this is the Bureau of Labor Statistics telling you, guess what? The wage of a king is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. And they're telling you that they're paying you a depreciating instrument. You think you're going to be able to march your way out of this? You think you're going to be able to vote your way out of this? How can you vote or march your way out of something that you don't understand? How do you correct the problem that you don't even know is really the fundamental root of your overall demise? How do you know that you're in a trap? How do you know that you don't have sovereignty if you were born into enslavement? But you all always knew. You felt that something was wrong. You knew something wasn't right. This is the biggest lie and deception, and this is what all of the governments do to everybody. But see, right now, the main target to acquire momentum, to have more control over people, you're the target now. You're the target now. What difference does it make? if you have a worthless coupon and you're going to pass up what the great creator has given you for sustainability? How much prosperity do you think that you'll really have? The devil, even every deal you make with the devil, you lose your soul. The devil's payment is always worthless pieces of paper, a promise. That's why they call them a promissory note. And what that old true promise is, they promise to economically rape you, to deprive you of your talents, to subjugate you to their will, and then establish a self-hatred that you'll never be willing to change. And they all fundamentalize this in their schools of indoctrination, of coonery, buffoonery, and foolishness. So don't ever think that somebody's a millionaire because they have $1 million in their bank account. The truth of the matter is that they have a million coupons that's losing purchasing power every day. They won't be able to keep up. This is why you have to exchange this for real sustainability. And if you do that, ladies and gentlemen, and you commit to that, and you become prodigious savers. And I'm not saying the worst form of debt is not your car note, your mortgage, your student loan, your credit cards. It's the cash that you get paid with. That's the worst form of debt, because that is what's depreciating more and more and more. Milk is still milk. A car is still a car. A house is still a house. But what happens when your medium of exchange or your currency can't buy the materials that mean anything is just like this. Are you going to build a house out of steel or a house out of pieces of paper? Which one you think is going to be able to endure the storm? Can't afford steel. The reason why we can't afford steel because the system is always ensuring that slaves don't have assets, sustainability, sovereignty, self-determination that brings about prosperity. They get the malnourished crumbs, the synthetic crumbs, just enough energy to give their whole lives again tomorrow. When we come back, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we need to talk about some of the things that you should be doing. Because here on Tando, we've been telling you all these things are coming, but the most important thing is that, what are you doing about it? If the emphasis of the system is to steal your energy, how are you going to recapture it? How are you going to use it that is in a self-determining, sovereign way? If you don't do it, the disenfranchisement will continue. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you know what? What I want to do is I got a caller in queue. I don't want to keep the caller waiting. My mistake. We got my man. Well, he'll announce himself out of OKC. Welcome, brother, out of OKC. What say you? And you got the floor. Go ahead, bro.
Peace, brother.
Peace, my man. What's happening?
Well, I was confused the way you was explaining it, but I got it. I understand now. So if I was to purchase an $84,000 house today, I could have gotten it for $3,000 in 1913, right?
Yes.
So, okay, yes. I was thinking the opposite. So the dollar's basically been puffed up that much over the years.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's
losing its purchasing power. Okay, so best way to put it, let's do this. Here's how you can see it. Let's say a loaf of bread costs $10 today. I don't know what does a loaf of bread cost today. Anybody know? Put it in the chat real quick.
Hey, brother Dave.
Yes, they call it inflation. This is hyperinflation. Yes.
Hey,
yes,
Dave. Had, I just bought a loaf of bread, and it must have been a run on the bread because it was only one loaf left, and it was the store brand, and it was like $1.16. But I'm sure when I go to make a sandwich, it's gonna fall apart.
Okay, I got somebody that $2.59. Scotty, you hilarious. Okay, so here's how, and brother, you got it, the brother out of OKC. Okay, best way. Okay, so now $2.59. What is $2.59? Go back 18 years in 2000. If you had $2.59 today, if you went back 18 years ago, you would only have been able to buy $1.76, meaning you got more cash here, but you would have been able to only buy less there. Why? Because their overall purchasing power of their dollar was stronger. It should be 1-to-1. $2.59 in 2018 and $2.59 in 2017. Or what most people think, and they bring this delusion and this facade to us all, is that, oh, we make more money now. Oh, I made more than my parents. Oh, we're richer than people that were back in slavery. I love when people say that. I just shake my head and say, you have no clue. We get $1 million. So what if that $1 million doesn't have $1 million worth of purchasing power? It has the same purchasing power of $1.
Dave,
who's
how much
winning?
You think a box, anybody know what a box of Lucky Charms is today? Probably about what, $3, $4?
Yeah, $3.49.
I used to get $1 for a week as an allowance in the 70s. Okay, I used to go to the corner store and buy a box of Lucky Charms because that's what I wanted, and I could buy a box of Lucky Charms for less than $1 in the 70s.
So I said $3.99, so basically $4. See, when people think that the prices of everything is going up, they think the prices of houses is going up. They think the price of food is going up. They think the price of gas is going up. They think the price of health care is going up. It's not going up, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going up. It's the purchasing power of your dollar is going down. Because if you knew that the purchasing power of the dollar was going down, you know what you would do right away? And if you fully understand this and you fully get it, you would ditch the dollar too. You wouldn't accept the dollar. Or if you got it, you would do what China's done right away. Get the dollars and exchange it for assets right away. You would be doing exactly what Iran is doing. We don't accept that. We're going to try to make it rain. But this rain is toxic. It disenfranchises yourself and your family. It brings the great werewolf of famine, disease, and war and delusion. So now, what is it that we should be doing? Well, before we do that, I got two callers in queue. Want to go to those two callers. We got a caller out of Seattle. I believe it's my man Hassan. Welcome, caller out of Seattle. What's your name and what say you?
What's going on, man? Yeah, it's me, Hassan, in Seattle.
What's up, my brother?
I'm just trying to figure out where everybody else on the line lives, man, because the bread, you guys are shooting those numbers out, and I'm just like, man, I need to move down there. Bread up here is like $5, $6.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms and all that, man, I'm like, but you know. Hey, it's crazy up here right now, though, man. But dang, I just had to chime in and say that when I started hearing the price, the numbers, I'm like, man, it's not what it is out here on the West Coast, man.
Right, right, and everything is really, really expensive where Hassan is.
Right.
The Northeast is extremely expensive.
That's
so what does that mean? That inflation will hit them even harder.
Yep.
So my man said, so instead of going. my man Scotty, right? So, but yeah, you know, the whole thing with that is that it's regional as well. But when this hyperinflation kicks in, all of it is going to be the same. Everything is going to be, you know, like in Hawaii, it costs a whole lot to eat in Hawaii because everything is imported. Well, when your dollar has no purchasing power in the mainland, everything has to be imported from abroad because nobody else is accepting your dollars. So you're going to have to, your overall country is going to have to have austerity measures just to bring in food. And the food that you do have is going to be used as what? An asset to be able to get oil. Oh. Venezuela is going to look like a country that just had a tax increase of a penny on its people. This is where you start to go from where you don't count your money to buy something. You got to put it on a scale to weigh it. They're not going to say a candy bar is $10, $20, or $100. A candy bar is 3 pounds of cash, 3 pounds of $5 bills, 3 pounds of $10 bills. And they're not going to, your overall living wage is not going to move up. It's actually going to go even further down.
Question, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
How much do you think the U.S. Federal Reserve notes being based on, you know, the petrodollar, how much do you think that mm-hmm. plays into it?
Huge, Scotty. Huge. The petrodollar standard is probably, I'm going to put it this way. There's five investment grades of precious metals: silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. And they are the most heavily traded in the paper market, the most heavily traded commodities. The only thing that supersedes or is traded more than the precious metals in the commodity realm is oil. Oil is the most traded commodity in the market. It has been for a very long time. It will be for going forward for a very long time. So what does that mean? More oil is traded, sold, and bought than any other commodity. So the petrodollar, if I had to put a amount of or a share of how much oil plays into the purchasing power of the dollar, I would say 92%. of its purchasing power is done because of oil. The other 8% is done by the, well, no, I would say 85%, no, 90%, and the other 10% is done by the reserve currency status, which is pushed by, both are pushed by, 100% of that is pushed by the U.S. military. Without the U.S. military, every country in the world would smack America in the face and say, get these dollars out of here. Why are you trying to steal what I worked so hard for? Get out of here. It's the bully factor.
Hence why they attack Libya, right?
Hence why they attack Libya.
I think you got Otis want to chime in.
Yeah, I got Let me get to Roz, then Roz, I'll go to Roz, then we'll go to Otis right after that. Roz, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother. Go ahead, sound off.
Hey, peace. Yes, I just wanted to say what you were talking about reminded me late last year. I put up a graphic from an economist from a documentary that I saw. I took a screenshot of one of the images, and it showed the value of a dollar in 1913. Versus the value of a dollar in 2013, and back then it was worth 4 cents the dollar. And just to simplify what you were saying, it just reminded me of annihilators. When I was a child, used to get 8 annihilators in a pack, and they were about 1 inch square in size.
Mm-hmm.
Today is only 6 in a pack. They're maybe about 3/4 or less of an inch square. And you pay 25 mm-hmm. cents for them now for one pack.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when
usury.
They were talking, absolutely. And really, like you were saying, what you're really talking about is that Mossad quote, you know, by deception we will do war. And what they're doing right. is they're deceiving the public, so everything is twisted in reverse. Everybody's thinking that, like you said, the value of their money, you know, like they're making more money. They're making, like you said, more money than their grandparents and all of this kind of stuff, when it's the dollar that's depreciating, and they don't even understand that concept, and it usually doesn't hit until something like a market
right,
crash
right.
hit for you to really wake up and say, wait a minute, I have all this money in my account and it's not worth anything. And it reminded me of Russia when they collapsed and people had trash bags full of money just to get toilet paper, and the line was going all the way 2-3 blocks down with people just waiting to get toilet paper. I mean, it was crazy. So, like you said, I see it here. I see Venezuela. I see Puerto Rico. I see all of that stuff happening right here, and it's going to be really catastrophic because there's just guns everywhere. There's guns everywhere. So, you know, you put that factor into play, and it's going to get really, really serious. I remember I saw a documentary on Viceland about these rappers in Detroit, and one of the guys said, you know, the interesting thing about Detroit is that people are very polite. And, you know, he said, well, why is that? The interviewer, he said, because everybody got a gun. He said, you can't just mouth
right.
off. He said, like in New York and other cities, you can mouth off to somebody, tell them off and walk away. And you might live to see another day. New York ain't the New York.
Even in LA.
But he said over here, you don't know who
in
got
Detroit.
A gun. And it could, he said it could be an elderly person and she'll blow your brains out. You mess around like they don't play out here. So everybody knows that, you know, you walk around with a level of decorum because you just don't know who you're bumping into. And, you know, that's really real. And it's going to be like that all across the country because guns are easily accessible. And remember that all of the people that indulge in that lifestyle, that chaos is their domain. You know, like when New York was crazy, that's when we ran the streets, and it was just like that. It was, you could see anybody, people you didn't expect, doing things that you didn't expect them to be doing. And when that kind of stuff hits the fan, all of the criminal elements are going to be in their element because they can exploit that chaos to dominate the people who don't know what's really going on, and dominate them also just by sheer will, because they have the guns to do so. So with that, thank you, brother. I'll mute my line and give Brother Otis a chance to speak. One love.
Man, one love, one love. Big. Hold on, Roz, real quick. Otis, if you wanted to jump in, please do. If you could unmute yourself, and while you do that, I'll just say this, and then if Otis is there, he is.
Yes, go ahead, brother. Yes, good evening, Tando family.
Good evening, brother. All
I was gonna say is, you know, I have a knack for trying to tell people, remind people about current events. I had a dispute on Facebook when the what do you call Trump? What's your name?
Celebrity figurehead.
Trump,
The celebrity figurehead.
When all of the people on Washington Post and New York Times talked about how he broke protocol and went and rubbed the orb in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, no president had ever made that his first trip. That was about stabilizing the oil output. That's why they agreed to sell them the arms and get the, quote, the guaranteed $250 billion financing for infrastructure. It wasn't about infrastructure. It was about maintaining that oil flow because the dollar is tanking. I'd like to bring things around to current events. What they told you was so crazy was actually a necessary move because they could have tanked him early on.
Yep. And you know what, Otis, one of the things, and great, great point. One of the things, what happened in Saudi Arabia right after that? Saudi Arabia had a coup. Because one of the things that happened in Saudi Arabia was this. Saudi Arabia is running out of oil. They actually went over there and told them to start the coup, to start the fight, start the war, because they're running out. This is why they're attacking. This is why Saudi Arabia is trying to, if you listen to them, they're trying to create an economy outside of oil. Why would you ever do that? Oh, because you ain't got no more oil. So it's a big, big, it's all a part, and that exact same thing is happening here. Well, well said, my brother. There was another caller, real, real quick. I guess that they were there. So, yes, this is what Brother Otis was saying is so, so true. And that was the whole play because the petrodollar is being lost. So what is that saying? That the U.S. is now going to have to resort to combat and resort to fighting. And believe me, there will be a coup here as well. That's what happens.
I have another question
for
you,
Dave. When the rest of the world uses the stage differently than what we've been accustomed to. There was another caller, real quick. Was someone else?
No, it was me. I'm not sure if it was another caller. By the way, okay. Mail. Get my number, man. Get my number and text me. I heard you want to talk to me. So get with me, Mel.
Yes, sir.
Dave, this is my question to you. I don't know this, and I hope you know, since you were, you know, really into the precious metals and whatnot. So I read articles all the time about, you know, what's being pulled out the ground in Africa and what have you, but I don't ever recall anybody talking about any kind of mining. They talk about mining for coal, but not for gold in the United States or silver or anything. Do you know how many operating gold or silver mines there might be in the United States? And I'm sure they're under corporate control, you know, if there are any.
Man, great, great, great question, Scott. Y'all remember the Clyde Bundy episode, that rancher that they were trying to kick out of Nevada, and then all those people went down to defend the rancher? Well, one of the reasons why that Clyde Bundy incident happened was because of this. They got rid of all of the other ranchers. You know why they got rid of all the other ranchers? And they gave this big lie about it being about the tortoises, trying to protect the desert tortoises, so they didn't want cattle running through there and them trampling the tortoises. Well, the tortoises actually eat the cows done. So the tortoises need the overall food chain that the cattle bring. It was all about silver. Because Nevada is known as the silver state. There are one of the worst things that you could have on your property right now is having an old silver mine. Because if you do, you got the attention of some people, and they've already come to see you already. And they're going to drive you out of business. And if you say that, and if you say that there's water inside of that silver mine, you make the mistake and say that there's water inside of that silver mine, being probably the most purest alkaline and mineralized water that you could ever have, oh, they're going to seize that property right away. Yes, there are mines. One of the reasons that celebrity figurehead Obama made, and what they do in this country is this, they'll make it a national park, and then they'll prohibit people from being able to go into the different areas because they don't want people to go into those areas to be able to pull out from what's in the ground. Oh, the U.S. has a lot. California and the West Coast is flooded with gold, but you can't go into the ground to get it. That's one of the things that the federal governments do, and they do this. And believe me, China wants to make sure. China was the one that wanted to make sure that Nevada kicked all those ranches off of there. And then what was China doing? Putting up solar farms all over there through Harry Reid's son, the senator of the former senator of Nevada. Research it, you'll see it. They did a deal with China, Chinese company, to put up solar farms all through there. Why? Because they didn't really care about what was above the ground, what was below it. The U.S. has already defaulted on debt, and they're starting to seize those assets. Rare earth minerals come out of Nevada and all of that area, rich in it. So, yeah, they have mines in this country. So there's a lot to it. So listen, we got another caller. Got another caller out of area code 908. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name and where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
It's 980.
Oh, 980. Sorry about that. 980. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name and where you're calling from? And what's your question or comment? Okay, I guess that they didn't. So, really quickly, what should you be doing? Because we got to get out of here, and I guess I need to do another part three just on what we're doing. No more talking about the whys. Now the how. You have to start acquiring assets. Here's how you do that. All of your coins, your nickels, your pennies, your dimes, and your quarters, keep those. That's a start, because a quarter is still a quarter. It's not a Federal Reserve note. It's not a piece of paper. Yes, you need to be acquiring real money. You need to be transferring your cash into real money. But first and foremost, before you buy silver and before you buy gold, one of the first things that you need to be doing is acquiring the assets of food for yourself and your family. If that means not buying some Jordans, if that means not going to the movies, if that means doing this and doing that, you need to make those sacrifices now. Because if you do that, and I'm going to come up with a bunch of things that you should be doing, and you should be leveraging correctly. You should be getting with groups. We should establish collective prudence groups, because we're all over. If we don't leverage the overall plague that they give us, then the plague will take root in our bodies. The only way to get around this is to have assets. They're able to enslave you because they have assets. I'm going to tell you this. The precious metals is the reason why slavery started. The only way slavery will ever end on this planet is by the precious metals. So that's the start. Next week, I will give you laid out plans on some of the things that you should be doing within your price point. Okay? It's about thinking different. You have to become a prodigious saver. You can no longer be price sensitive. We're too price sensitive, and we're not aware of value. You can't ignore value. You need to ignore prices. So, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Hey, thanks, Brother Bragg.
Right.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.